Enough. A comprehensive summary of John C. Bogle's Philosophy Chapter 1 What's Enough, Enough, True Measures of Money, Business, and Life is a book written by John C. Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Group and a pioneer in the field of index investing. Published in 2008, the book is a reflection on the principles of investing, the business world, and the broader meaning of wealth and success in life. Main themes and concepts. 1. The nature of enough. Bogle explores the idea of what constitutes enough in financial terms and in life. He argues that many people strive for more wealth than they actually need, leading to stress and dissatisfaction. 2. Long-term investing. The book emphasizes the importance of long-term investing strategies over short-term speculation. Bogle champions index investing as a way to achieve better returns with lower risk. 3. Simplicity and clarity. Bogle advocates for simplicity in investment strategies, suggesting that clarity is crucial to understanding where and how we invest our money. 4. Business ethics. Bogle critiques the obsession with maximizing shareholder value, urging business leaders to consider the broader impact of their actions on society and the environment. 5. Personal values. Beyond financial success, Bogle discusses the significance of personal integrity, humility, and ethics in both business and personal life. 6. Wealth versus well-being. He distinguishes between wealth accumulation and true well-being, encouraging readers to find balance and fulfillment outside of material possessions. Conclusion. In Enough, Bogle presents a thoughtful approach to financial literacy and life philosophy, encouraging individuals and business leaders alike to think critically about what it means to have enough and how to achieve a meaningful and fulfilling life. Chapter 2: The Background of Enough. John C. Bogle, the founder of Vanguard Group and a prominent figure in the investment world, published Enough, True Measures of Money, Business, and Life in 2008. The book emerged during a period of significant financial turmoil in the United States and around the globe, marked by the late 2000s financial crisis. This context was crucial for understanding Bogle's intentions and the themes addressed in his work. Social context. 1. Financial crisis. The book was written against the backdrop of the 2008 financial crisis, which saw the collapse of major financial institutions, widespread bailouts by governments, and a significant downturn in the stock market. This crisis exposed systemic issues within the financial industry, including excessive risk-taking, the unsustainable nature of certain financial practices, and the disconnect between Wall Street's interests and the average investor. 2. Increased skepticism towards financial institutions. In the years leading up to the publication of Enough, there was a growing skepticism among the public regarding the practices of financial institutions. People were becoming disillusioned with how financial markets functioned, leading to calls for greater transparency, accountability, and ethical standards in financial practices. 3. Focus on investor rights. Bogle's advocacy for the average investor gained significant traction during this period. He emphasized the importance of low-cost investing and the rights of individual investors to receive fair treatment in the financial industry. This was particularly relevant as many investors found themselves facing high fees and poor returns. 4. Shift in investment paradigms. The market environment of the late 2000s prompted a reevaluation of investment strategies. There was a shift from traditional active management approaches towards passive investing, which Bogle championed through index funds. Author's intention. 1. Philosophical reflection. In Enough, Bogle invites readers to reflect on what constitutes a life of purpose, contentment, and satisfaction. He emphasizes that true fulfillment does not come from accumulating wealth, but rather from living a meaningful life. Bogle's intention was to inspire readers to recognize the limitations of wealth and the importance of other life measures beyond financial metrics. 2. Advocacy for ethical investing. Bogle stressed the need for a more ethical approach to investing that prioritizes parties involved over mere profit maximization. His criticism of the financial services industry was clear. He believed that its focus on short-term gains was detrimental to long-term investor interests. 3. call for simplicity in investing, highlighting the effectiveness of straightforward investment strategies. Bogle sought to educate investors about the benefits of index funds and low-cost investment options. His hope was to empower individuals with knowledge that would help them make informed and beneficial investment decisions. 4. Encouraging long-term thinking. In the context of the crisis, Bogle's message about the importance of long-term investment strategies was especially poignant. He aimed to shift the focus from immediate financial returns to sustained growth and investment principles that align with individuals' values and goals. In summary, John C. Bogle's Enough was not just a commentary on the financial crisis, but also a philosophical treatise on what it means to live a fulfilling life. By examining the excesses of the financial world, Bogle encouraged readers to adopt a more thoughtful, values-driven approach to both investing and life. Chapter 3 quotes of Enough Enough quotes as follows. 1. Don't look for the needle in the haystack. Just buy the haystack. 2. The greatest enemy of a good plan is the dream of a perfect plan. 3. Investing is a marathon, not a sprint. 4. Time is your friend. Impulse is your enemy. 5. If you have trouble imagining a 20% loss in the stock market, you shouldn't be in stocks. 6. The stock market is a giant distraction to the business of investing. 7. In investing, what is comfortable is rarely profitable. 8. The most important thing is to stay the course. 9. You can't turn back the clock, but you can wind it up again. 10. The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. Read Enough summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/enough. Buy Enough at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=enough. Buy Enough at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=enough?languages=n. Search Enough at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=enough?offset=1.